I've been asked by a few people about these masks, and the big question is, what if there's a mask mandate? What if I'm forced to wear a mask in my state? Or what if I work in a place that where they make us wear a mask? And the answer is, then find a way to wear a mask and not endanger your health. For the record, the masks are stupid. It's a scientific fact. And if you go back to January, February, March, even Fauci and the rest of these crooks all admitted that wearing these masks do nothing. But now it's a power play, and they want to force you to wear a mask. As I said, scientifically speaking, if we can, the virus, the COVID virus, is smaller than the holes in your mask. And no one wears these masks properly anyway. If your surgeon wore the mask the way everybody else is wearing their mask out there, people would die from the surgery itself. And he would probably get sick. But, okay, we're in a stupid world right now where everybody's checked their brains in and they don't think. And so they're forcing you to wear a mask. It's not worth losing your job over. It's not the mark of the beast the way some people are claiming it. There's nothing in the Bible that says you should refuse to wear a mask, so it's not a biblical thing. And if you have a personal problem with it and you can quit your job and go find another job, then do that. But most people would really not be in that situation. So what do you do? Well, for starters, these masks that they're recommending, these little medical masks, they're useless. But what you can do is put it on like this, and then if they don't say anything, just pull it under your nose. There you go. Wear your mask like that. And if there's some Karen around who says, oh, you've got to pull it over your nose. Okay, what you can do is, first of all, these masks, you can take and you can cut the inner liner out. Still have a mask on the outside, but you can cut the inner liner out. Very carefully clip along the edges with scissors, and you cut that liner out. It makes it much easier to breathe. You can also stretch it and make it loose. It'll still be over your mouth, but you'll still be able to breathe. We're just talking about you going along with the stupidity so that you can get along with your life, get on with your life, do your job, and that sort of thing. Now, what you can also do, because this has nothing to do with medicine, it has nothing to do with science, they just want you to cover your mouth. So what you can do is get something like this. This is one of these little things where it's of no medical use at all. This does not protect you from anything but dust and breathing in a mosquito or something. But they don't care. And they're too stupid to know any better in most cases. So just buy yourself one of these. And I'm not going to advertise for the people who sell them, but you can go online and find them. And as you can tell, I'm breathing very easily. It doesn't block your breathing. And I have asthma, and that's why I don't wear a medical mask. And I'm not going to go along with that and choke myself, but I'll wear one of these if I need to, and I can breathe, and I keep all the Karens and libtards off of my back. And that really is the point. You know, I don't like wearing masks, and I only have worn a mask probably three times since the mandate several months ago here in the state of Ohio. And I wore one to vote, and I wore one into a store I was in, but even then I pulled it under my my mouth and had my nose because no one said anything. So that's all you do. You know, we try to, you know, pick our battles. And if you can fight the battle and you feel like it that strongly, just be willing to pay the consequences. That's the main thing. I don't want somebody losing their job and then coming back and say, well, you said. No, what I said, you do what you need to do. This isn't the mark of the beast, like I said. This isn't the same. It's setting the stage. The mandatory vaccine, if they make that mandatory, that'll help set the stage too for the Antichrist and the mark of the beast. But this is all stage setting. You're not denying Christ. You're not going to lose your salvation. You just need to do what you need to do so that you can continue with your life and work and carry on. Those of you in schools, you know, if you go to a school and they require it, follow my advice. And if you get in trouble, I'll apologize, but no one yet that I know of has gotten in trouble for these tactics to obey the rules but not choke and not get sick. So I hope that helps. And, we got to do what we got to do. We're living in Stupidville, so let's do the best we can. And that's my advice.